Blog Talk Radio.
Dominique, there are no licensing requirements for pet groomers here in the state of Texas, so we came to this pet grooming salon and went straight to the source to find out the questions that you always have been asking. And as we discovered, it's about more than just asking questions, it's making sure you're asking the right ones. A West Houston PetSmart groomer grabs this puppy by its face to trim its coat. The customer who shot this video sent it to the dog's owner, who then posted it on Facebook, and it immediately went viral. He wanted to warn dog owners what could happen when they drop their beloved pets off at the groomer.
I'm not being forceful, but I need her head to be shown.
She's been grooming pets for 30 years. She says finding the right groomer entails doing your homework by taking the time to visit and tour a few different places, meet with the groomers, and ask a lot of questions.
If you get a good vibe or a good feel, there's a lot of us out there. Look at experience level.
First and foremost, ask about their education, training, and any certifications they may have. Gauge their level of interest while you're talking about your dog's breed. Is the facility where they're working a member of the Better Business Bureau?
All right, guys, give us 1 second. Just want to make sure everything is working. We're about to start the show in 1 second, everybody. Just want to make sure everything is up and working. Let's stream this joint. All right, here we go.
Ladies, are you frustrated and confused by the things that men say and do to the point where you just keep running into the same bad relationship issues over and over, but with different men? Are you tired of hearing the same old recycled information from books and people that keep you alone and taken for granted because every man you meet doesn't see enough value in you as a person to want to start a meaningful relationship? Sometimes in life, it takes a thief to catch a thief, and in this case, you need a man who has the tools to help you ladies understand men better, and who can give you an honest assessment to cheat-proof your relationship, to get any man to listen and care, and to see you more than just sex. Steve is going to give you all the tools and techniques necessary to not only attract the right man, but maintain his interest, develop a relationship, and get him to commit to you in a way that you have never experienced before. Ladies, don't become a page in his sexual history book. It's time to learn how to be his wife. It's time to unlock the man code.
What's going on, ladies? How y'all doing? Unlock the Man Code with your boy, the Dean, and I'm here for this hour to help you ladies understand relationships, understand men, and most importantly, understand your part in relationships and why it is you're having the trouble that you're having today when it comes to men. Now, today's show, again, ladies, you know, this is Unlock the Man Code. This is a different kind of show. This is not Steve Harvey. This is not Derek Jackson lying to you. This is a show to help you better understand men so you can be the woman that he wants to marry. Now, always before we even get into the show, remember, ladies, there are rules here. Always remember and say it after me. As a woman, you are to accept your man at face value. Never try to change him. admire the manly things about your man and never show indifference, never ridicule his masculine abilities, never talk bad about his achievements or his ideas, because a good lady that is marriage material won't do that. Oh, my stream. I messed my stream up. So if y'all are calling in, it's going to cut off in 9 minutes, but I'll reset it. I'm sorry, guys. I messed up the stream, but I will start the stream over. But anyway, also recognize his superior strength and ability. Never try to excel or try to show him that you are better than him. Learn how to be a domestic goddess, ladies. Don't ever let the outside world, her single-ass friends, or anything stop you from being a great homemaker and wife. Work for inner happiness and seek to understand your man better. And always remember, see your husband or your boyfriend and realize it is your honor to be with him, because he really doesn't need you. And it is his right to rule you as well as the children. So never stand in his way, his decisions. And remember, ladies, what he says is law. Remember that. Now, if y'all want to call in, don't call in yet, because I got to reset the queue in about 8 minutes that I messed it up. But we will continue in this hour. But it's very important that you ladies understand. Now, and again, while I'm setting up the queue, I'm going to set the queue up in 8 minutes, but I do want to help you out because, again, ladies, I, as always, every week, I want to make sure I give you information that is going to help you get a boyfriend or help your man decide that you are worthy, key word here, that you are worthy of his last name. Now, I don't know. Let me see here. Let me make sure I look this up. Let me just look something up this weekend. I kind of slipped on something, but I'm gonna let you know now. So, ladies, I just want to let you ladies know that coming up pretty soon, it looks like Middle Earth Shadow of War Blade. There's a Blade video game coming out. Fallout Part 2 is coming out. Now, remember, ladies, remember I told you last week to get your Xboxes, and if you have a man, these are things that you can buy for your man to show your value or worth. Fallout 2 is coming out. South Park is coming out. Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Advance Edition is coming out in the month of February. So I just want to kind of let you know about those things. But also things that you can talk about other than yourself when it comes to the dinner date. And always remember, you buy the drinks, you take him out to dinner, you serve him. But there are six great topics that you can discuss on the dinner date that you have with your man. There was the Super Bowl, okay, that's one thing you can discuss. You can talk about how Tom Brady didn't win, or how Nick Foles. Now, Nick Foles, if y'all understand, ladies, he's a quarterback. And that means he is the team leader. And what a quarterback does is he usually gets under center or is in shotgun. He calls the plays that are directed to him. He's the one that touches the ball all the time. And he does a thing called either throw this object called a football or hand it off, okay? That is called a quarterback. I don't know if a lot of you women understand that, but he is a quarterback, okay? So you could talk about Nick Foles, the quarterback, or Tom Brady, the quarterback, or the team, the Philadelphia Eagles, okay? And that's the team in green, ladies. They're called the Philadelphia Eagles, okay? So those are topics that you can have. Also, something that you can discuss before we get into our topic. There were six movie trailers that came out that you can talk about, okay? The first one is, now what's great about these ladies, they're not coming out anytime soon, but These are great places. When you go to the movies with your man and you sit him down and you get his popcorn and his food and all that stuff like a real woman would do, these are great movies that you can set yourself up with. But I want to give you the trailers now so we can go ahead and have those marinating. So when it's time for you to take him out to dinner and take him to a movie afterwards and buy the popcorn and drinks to show your worthiness, it is these movies you need to talk about. You have Mission Impossible that's coming out in July. I'm just giving you the trailers, though, okay? I'm just doing a little bit of both. You also have Ant-Man and the Wasp. That's a good man movie. They Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. That was a trailer that came out yesterday. Solo, a Star Wars story, came out yesterday. Avengers Infinity War came out yesterday that you can talk about. And last but not least, that's coming out pretty soon, is Black Panther. Now, ladies, these are great conversation starters to show the man that, wow, you might be a little bit different. You're into man movies. So those are things that we want to talk about. But, I mean, I just want to discuss real quick, because every show I want to make sure that we cover a few man things out there so you can have more clarity on not only what's going on with men, but also to be able to separate yourself from all the other women who are not worthy of a ring and a last name. And remember, ladies, if you don't believe anything I'm saying, make sure that you mention any of the stuff to a man, and he's going to look at you like you have the plague, because most women are so selfish, they don't really know about those things. And also, in wrestling news, okay, you can discuss the XFL. Now, that's another football product that's coming out in 2020, I think it is. But these are things that you can discuss. Now, if your man loves wrestling, you can also discuss Rey Mysterio. Now, ladies, I know today was a very hard day at work because it is Monday following the Super Bowl. But make sure between the time when you come home and cook, give him a foot massage and a back rub. Make sure you go into the living room and clean up the mess that all of his friends made. Now, I didn't get a chance to praise you women for cooking and cleaning and staying in your room and being quiet. And when you did that, I want to say, ladies, you did a great job. Keep doing what you're doing. Come out, greet your man, ask questions, and then go back in the room. Ladies, I think you did a good job. But now I know Monday's here, and I know it's very tough on you. And I want to let you know we do support you. But just remember, when you come home and just in between rubbing his feet and his back and you cooking for him, make sure you tidy up the places. I know sometimes when you get guys and they have this Super Bowl stuff going on, sometimes it's kind of tough, and they kind of leave a mess sometimes. So I know you were in the room all day, but today is your day. I know you're tired and all that other stuff, but make sure you rub his feet, rub his back, fix his drink, make sure you make his dinner, and in between that, you can go ahead and cook. Well, I would say in between working out, because you got to do your 30 minutes a day workout. Get those crunches in, ladies. Men love flat stomachs, so you make sure you get that out of the way. Get that done, and also then that will give you enough time to go in there and clean up the mess that he made. I'm sorry he made the mess, but that's just what guys do, so just get used to it. But that's what makes you a super superb woman, because while you're picking up and cleaning up, cooking, rubbing his feet, and being quiet and working out, that's what makes you the stellar woman that I know you are. So that's what we want to say. But again, guys, if y'all want to call in, give us a second. I got to reset the queue. Excuse me. I have to reset the queue. But I'm going to continue talking about accountability today, because that is a word that has slipped a lot of females nowadays. And we must start talking about taking accountability for your actions so you can be wife worthy. And that's what we're going to talk about. Whether you're in a marriage, a relationship, or you're single, taking accountability can be the difference between having a great man treat you well or you just being a side chick or a booty call. So we want to make sure we talk about that. So what I'm going to do real quick is I got to reset the cue real quick. Excuse my voice. I feel like I'm losing my voice. I'm going to reset. Let me go ahead and